Now, to the Butler Bulldogs, and we say good morning to Bill Benner, who was right there front and center in New Orleans. Bill, good morning, and good to see you again.
Good morning, Scott. Good to see you.
Well, you know, I think the Cinderella talk is long since put aside with these Butler Bulldogs, and they have proven once again that they are not just a mid-major power. They are a significant force in the NCAA tournament in college basketball.
Yeah, they're no longer a team. They're a program, and I think. But again, this goes for those of us with local knowledge and not the national media. This goes back to the earliest days of Barry Collier when he began to build the foundations of the program that now exist and is very, very strong. And I know that the Cinderella tag is something that people like to put on Butler. I would say this: when they were 14-9 in February 3rd and had lost three straight in Horizon League play, that certainly no one, maybe except outside of that locker room, would have envisioned that Butler would be returning to the Final Four for a second straight year. So it does have Cinderella aspects to it, and they are a school of 4,500 students.
You know, and we thought during that time, you know, gee whiz, I wonder if Butler's even going to get an at-large bid this year, you know? And so what was the turnaround? What made the difference for him?
Brad Stevens said after the Youngstown loss that, A, even though they lost that game, they began to see a turnaround on the defensive end of the floor. And as a matter of fact, Butler had a 10-point lead late in that game and simply just couldn't score the rest of the game, and Youngstown State made a nice comeback. But he said it was a 62-60 final. After the game, Brad Stevens said, I need to coach better. And the team kind of said, led by Zach Hahn, senior Zach Hahn out of Newcastle, said, no, coach, it's on us. We need to get better. They went out 2 days later, less than 48 hours later, and absolutely throttled Cleveland State on Cleveland State's home floor, and thus began the 13-game winning streak, in which they, again, really have reemphasized the defensive principles that made them such a tough team last year, and it's all come together. It's just remarkable.
You were in New Orleans with a pretty prime seat, and if folks folks who were listening were actually watching the game, you could see Bill sitting right behind Brad Stevens, taking all kinds of notes and whatnot. But what do you think was the difference? A couple of key players came in and made big plays for the Bulldogs against Florida. Krishan Hopkins and Kyle Marshall, huge contributions in limited time on the floor on Saturday.
Well, I'll add a third one to that would be Zach Hahn. Florida had built a 10-point lead in the first half, and Butler really seemed to be teetering. They were struggling, really struggling against Florida's changing defenses. And Zach Hahn hit virtually back-to-back three-pointers that all of a sudden the lead went from 10 down to 4, and then Butler was able to play it to a one-point game at halftime. Even though if you just kind of looked at the game and weren't aware of the score, you wouldn't have thought that Butler would have been a one-point at the halftime. Then, of course, in the second half, Florida builds an 11-point lead. It's a 9-point game. Butler calls a timeout, and Brad Stevens says to the team, score, stop, score, and we're right back in it. And lo and behold, Krishan Hopkins makes a no-look pass to Matt Howard for a layup. Butler gets a stop, come back down. Shelvin Mack finds Krishan Hopkins for a three-pointer, and all of a sudden it's a 4-point game, and you could begin to see the Florida Gators begin to do the tighten up a little bit on the end of the floor, and then the rest of the game, from then on, it was going to be, no pun intended, a dogfight.
You know, so many people talk about Brad Stevens' ability as a coach and what he does, but talk a little bit about the insertion of Krishan Hopkins in a very high-pressure situation, obviously, for a young kid.
Well, Krishan Hopkins has been serving as the scout team, and so he's been playing the other team's leading guard as on the scout team. And he had been playing very well in the practice sessions as that scout team leading guard. And Brad just kind of stuck it in the back of his mind that maybe I should give this kid a chance because he's been performing so well in practice. But he'd only played garbage time
for
most of the conference season and just a couple of very brief appearances in the NCAA tournament. And so for Krishan Hopkins, let's give Krishan Hopkins credit then for being ready. And then, of course, you mentioned Kyle Marshall. Kyle Marshall has had three incredibly good back-to-back-to-back games in the NCAA tournament, starting with the Pittsburgh game and then continuing through Wisconsin. And then again, a Florida 7 offensive rebounds, and he made a play that was absolutely breathtaking along the baseline where he rebounded his own miss and tipped it in.
Went the other way.
Went the other way, drew a three, got a three-point play out of it. Just sensational play from Kyle Marshall. And we, John Lacrone, our commissioner, and I were sitting behind the bench at the Old Dominion game, and Kyle Marshall went in, and he was the proverbial deer in headlights. And we thought, man, freshman kid playing at first NCAA game, and it really shows. But within 48 hours, he came back against Pitt and had a really good game against Pitt, and then it's continued. And you can see, you can actually see that kid growing up right in front of our eyes.
Let's talk now about what's ahead. Virginia Commonwealth, 6:09 on Saturday, and Virginia Commonwealth has certainly played the role of perhaps the Cinderella team this year. I mean, a play-in team, and now they're in the Final Four.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that Virginia Commonwealth is now stealing the Cinderella limelight from Butler. But
and I think I think Butler's okay with that, really.
Oh, I think Butler's absolutely okay with that. I think Butler's okay with, if it had been Kansas, fine. Butler is, they have that kind of belief in themselves that whoever lines up. I think this will be very much like the ODU game. They're both from the same league, the Colonial Athletic Association. Virginia Commonwealth obviously riding a wave of absolute total momentum, really feeling good about themselves, a very athletic team. The skiing kid, that little guard, Rodriguez, I believe his name is, they've got a great inside-out game. But Butler will, I know that Butler will be as absolutely prepared to play Virginia Commonwealth as they can, because that's the one thing I've been watching now, Butler, all season long. And the one thing that they never fall short in is game prep. And Matt Graves and Micah Shrewsbury and the rest of the coaching staff will absolutely come up with a really good game plan. I know that.
We're talking with Bill Benner, our sports commentator from time to time here on 90.1, also with the Horizon League, and was front and center for the games in New Orleans the other night, this past weekend, down in New Orleans. And let's talk about Butler's physicality. And I heard Reggie Miller, obviously, was one of the commentators on the broadcast, the television broadcast, and he brought up the fact that Billy Donovan, the Florida coach, said that Butler was the most physical team they had played all year long, maybe the most physical team in the country.
Butler never passes the eye test, because you know the teams walk out there, and I don't care who they are, they walk out, they look over there, and they see Matt Howard, they see Andrew Smith, who's long and lanky, they see Zach Hahn, they see Garrett Butcher, and they think, these guys. You know, Shelvin Mack's probably the only guy that looks it.
Yeah.
You know, has the look.
Yeah.
So they don't pass the look test. But when they line him up, Butler certainly passes the physicality test, and that's all the guy that sets the tone for that is Matt Howard.
Yes, it is.
Matt Howard, this is the one reason I feel so gratified by watching this run continued. I've never seen a player, and I've covered a lot of basketball over my long, long life, I've never seen a player who makes more significant plays than aren't scoring plays, whether it's a loose ball or a tip for another rebound just to keep the ball alive, keep another possession alive. I mean, he did it twice against Wisconsin in the closing minutes the other night as they were kind of losing that lead. Matt Howard is simply phenomenal, and he's got that demeanor off the court where he's a nice kid, great personality, wonderfully smart. In fact,
academic All-American.
Academic, recognized by the NCAA as the top student athlete in all of Division I basketball. Mm-hmm. But he becomes an assassin when he gets on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's just this kind of personality transformation. And I think the rest of the Bulldogs take their cue from him.
Well, the first school in the history of Indiana college basketball to go to two in a row, Final Fours. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is.
That part of it is unbelievable.
When you think of all the great college basketball that's been played in the state of Indiana, especially by my alma mater, the Indiana Hoosiers, you would have thought that would not be the case. But Butler is the first back-to-back from the state of Indiana. It's great. You know, I love being around these kids. I love being around Brad Stevens and his coaching staff. I also should point out that before the tournament was named, an academic performance group measuring graduation success rates and academic progress rates did an academic bracket.
Yep.
Butler was the national champion. That's what this speaks to.
Well,
great on the court, great in the classroom, great in the community.
And we did point, just for the record, we pointed that out here on WFYI a couple of weeks ago, and are certainly very gratified to be able to to talk about that a little bit. So real quick, in about 15 seconds, prediction for Saturday.
Butler will be playing in the national championship game again a week from tonight.
All right. Bill Benner, thanks very much. We appreciate your insights, and perhaps we'll talk to you in another week or so.
You got it.